The following program is recorded content created by the Truth Network.
Wake up, everyone. It's time for the Steve Noble Show, where biblical Christianity meets the everyday issues of life in your home, at work, and even in politics. Steve is an ordinary man who believes in an extraordinary God, and on his show, there's plenty of grace and lots of truth, but no sacred cows. Call Steve now at 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Or check him out online at thestevenobleshow.com. And now, here's your host, Steve Noble.
Welcome back, everybody. Hope you had a great weekend. Well, this is an interesting headline today on a Full Money Monday. It is Monday, May 2nd, which means Wednesday is going to be May 4th. Do you know what's so special about May 4th? May the 4th. Hint, hint. Wink, wink. Nod, nod. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, repent and see me after class. So May is a big month, and so the first Monday in May, first full Monday, would be today. So we're going to talk to our David Fisher from Landmark Capital, landmarkgold.com, as always. But I saw this on Yahoo Finance. Buffett is back with one of his biggest buying sprees in years. It almost sounds like a Southern Baptist wrote this article with all that alliteration. Buffett is back with one of his biggest buying sprees in years. After complaining for years that high valuations were thwarting his stock buying efforts, Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway Inc. is back hoovering up other companies' shares. Things that make you say, right? And so on the heels of that train wreck from last Friday, the Dow Jones Industrials down almost 1,000 points. Boom. We'll try to figure out what's going on out there in the wild world of finance with our good friend David Fisher from Landmark Capital. David, how are you?
I'm doing great, much better than the markets. But yes, thanks for having me on your program.
You're welcome. And my buddy Bill, who's a recovering attorney, on Facebook, he's like, the Dow's going down to 29,000. And I was like, oh, could you imagine? That would be a 10% drop. So we didn't quite do that on Friday, but it was pretty brutal, down almost 1,000 points. So what was up with that?
The report came out on Thursday. Economists, the report called the Gross Domestic Product, the GDP report. It's the broadest measure of goods and services that produces across the economy there. It was supposed to expand. The economy was supposed to expand. 1.1% was the economists' predictions. It came in negative. 1.4% down. Completely opposite what they thought. This is because broken supply chains, which we've been saying, record high inflation, which we've been talking about, labor shortages weighing in on growth, caused a big pullback in stocks. We're still seeing the bleed over. It's giving us the true symptoms that the economy is not as strong as we thought it was.
Yeah.
Year to date, the Dow is off 9.2% and 4.9% it dropped in April. The S&P dropped 8.8% in April and down 13.3% year to date. And the NASDAQ is in bear territory, which means it's down greater than 20%, down 21.2%, 13.3% it dropped in April. So big drops in April, and it looks like we'll keep an eye on it, see if it's over with. See if Warren Buffett's right and some of the guys on CNBC, or there's a lot of people saying, we got to still find the bottom.
Yeah, still got to find the bottom, but when you go looking for the bottom, sometimes that's a painful experience. So when the GDP – so the GDP actually retracted? Is that the deal?
Yes. Negative
so when
for the
GDP,
first quarter.
When the GDP retracts, don't we call that a recession?
Well, you have to have 2 quarters in a row. So we
okay,
got one
2 quarters
quarter.
In a row. All right.
So every indication shows that we're going to probably have, because it's based upon the supply chain, inflation,
right,
and labor shortages.
Right.
We haven't got back to full work. We still have huge supply problems, and we got record high inflation. That's not going away. So we probably will have, unfortunately, a recession, and many people are saying this could be a hard landing.
Yeah, yeah. And we've had a couple of shocking days just in the last recent weeks when I pull up and just look at the year to date. And you were mentioning that before, David. It's pretty wild when you look at it and you go, well, okay, the last day or the last 5 days the last month, and then you're whoa, and then you go to year to date, and a little positive blip way back at the beginning of January, but ever since then, it's kind of down, 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 down. So do you think we're almost done, or like my buddy Bill said, do you think we could actually go as low as 29,000? The Dow's at 33,000 right now, just up a tiny little bit today. But 29,000, are we done going down, or is this going to happen just this year, David, or are we going to continue into next year? What are you seeing out there?
So in January, there was economists were saying this is going to be the best year ever for stocks, and I said, I don't think that.
Those guys still employed today? They need to be in the unemployment line.
So I'm going to keep going here for a second with this train of thought. And in February, March, they're saying because of the downturn, the Dow and everything, this is the time to buy. Now they're saying we hit bottom, and this is where you should go all in. This is where you make the most amount of money. So we're not at the bottom because the S&P price per earnings ratio is currently at 21. So in other words, what is the value of stocks in reference to their earnings? That's at a 21 right now. Long-term average is 16, which means we're still overvalued. And if we're headed to a recession, why would you want to buy an overvalued stock when everything is receding? So we're not going to have, in my opinion, we're not going to have a crash of 2008. It's going to be a slow bleed that's going to go on for quite some time because what's causing this is the Fed is changing directions that they've been doing since 2008 for 14 years.
Yeah.
Now they're changing. They're not going to support the debt. They're not going to have all this money on their balance sheet, $9 trillion. They're going to get rid of it. They're going to sell it. They're going to raise rates 2.5% to 3%, they're saying, by the end of 2023. That is not good for stocks. That's why this is happening. And the Fed is at the beginning of this, not the end.
Right.
They just started last month. So I think we've got, unfortunately, more pain. I love the stock market. I love the economy. But we have to be true to what the market is saying. So I'm not in the group that says, hey, this is going to be great. Now, I'm in bills. I'll be surprised if the Dow goes down that low. But, you know, a year ago, they were saying there's only an 8% chance of raising rates, and now there's an 80% chance of raising rates.
Yeah. That's a moving target, and it's moving rather quickly. We're talking to David Fisher, a full Money Monday. We got a lot more to talk about. He mentioned the Fed. They got a lot going on there. Critical announcement, more rate increases. How many this week? How many this month? How many this year? We got Russia. We got a lot to talk about today on a full Money Monday with our good friend David Fisher. This is Steve Noble. We'll be right back after this. By the way, that's landmarkgold.com. It's his website as always. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show. Monday, May 2nd, the first Monday of the month, which means we're spending the hour with our good friend David Fisher, who's been a part of this show since sometime in 2000. Gosh, I think it goes all the way back to 2016. So we are good friends and brothers in Christ. And then we talk about these important financial matters as well. But these are things in the here and the now. They don't last forever. And once you're out of here, you're out of here. And hopefully you're out of here with the Lord. And you'll be in heaven forever, and I'll see you there, which will be great. And I was just sharing on Facebook Live and YouTube Live during the commercial break, a little personal moment from earlier in the day, reminding me that our life does not consist of material things. They matter. Obviously, we all struggle with that in one way or another. And we try to do the best we can to be good stewards, which is why we're so grateful for David's partnership here on the show. But eventually, that stuff passes away. So there was a little disbursement from my mother and dad's quote-unquote estate. So it was just a check. And in the memo section of the check, it just said JN Estate. JN as in Jeanine Noble. My dad died about 3.5 years ago. My mother just a couple months ago. And then you're just like all this stuff, all the things we acquire, all the things we work for, materially speaking, all boils down a couple months after your death to a note in the memo section of a check that gets sent to your four kids. And that shows you literally the value of the material things in our lives, which I'm not saying have no value. They're obviously important. We need them to a certain extent. But when it comes to family and relationships, boy, that stuff trumps your material stuff 10 times over, 100 times over, 1,000 times over. So that was just a great reminder for me not to focus too much on the things of this world and make sure that we're sharing appropriately with the people in our lives that are closest to us and love us and we love them. So there you go. I'm going to get off my soapbox here and get back to David. David, how are you, buddy? Thanks again for being on the show today.
Oh, absolutely. Stewardship and balance, and where we're going, we don't need pavement, but we need it down here, a little bit of it.
Yeah, exactly right, which is awesome. Always such a great reminder to keep our eyes on the future, fixed on the future while we live in the moment. And the stewardship now and then freedom then, which will be so awesome and so wonderful. So I'm always getting increasingly more excited about heaven. But great to have you here today as we're working through these different things and talking about what happened last week. In fact, all year with the Dow and with the stock market. And is it almost done? No. And we're going to see it falling off some more. But you did mention that three-letter word that I never like to hear, which is the Fed. So what's going on with the Fed? I know they're making another critical announcement. We've got rate hikes coming. So what do we expect this week and for the year in terms of rate increases and what the Fed's going to be toying with as they like to do?
So it's Wednesday and Thursday, Fed announcement, probably the most critical one because the debate is, will it be a half of a point or will it be three quarters of a point?
Oh, man.
So a month ago, market participants said there's only a 4% chance that the Fed would raise rates to 2.5% to 3% by 2022. Now there's an 80% chance we're going to close out the year, and there is a 100% chance we will have a half of a point rate hike on Wednesday or Thursday when they make the announcement, and there's a 35% chance it could be three quarters of a point. And the reason that number is probably going to go up a little bit between now and the announcement is because the Fed last week said they don't want to get behind the curve anymore, and they want to be more in the front of this. So the Fed, though, has been painting themselves in the corner. And Steve Sosnick, he's the chief strategist for Interactive Brokers, he says, quote, "It can be hard to deflate a balloon in an orderly manner without popping it." Huh. Nancy Lazar from Piper Sandler said, "We're in a very significant time frame. This is a synchronized recession, and it's going to be global." So as the Fed raises rates, and they're going to do that, we're going to see probably more problems happening. This is worrying Americans, and Americans have been supporting the economy. 65% of the economy gets supported by Americans. But now, saving rates are crashing. So the fear is, will the consumer continue to support the economy? I got to tell you a side note here for a second.
Sure.
This topic blew me away. Here's the title of the article. Oops, our bad. IMF director admits, quote, "We printed too much money," end quote.
Oops.
The head of the IMF. Yeah, oops. Our bad. IMF director admits, quote, "We printed too much money." So the IMF is coming out, which is the bank of all banks above the Fed that watches the Fed and the European Monetary Union and all the big institutions. They came out and said, sorry, we printed too much money. That's why we're having this problem now. Steve, you and I know what happens when we print too much money.
Yes.
Everybody who's hearing our voice knows what happens when we print too much money. Why doesn't the people at the top, who like the Fed, understand this?
Yeah, that's amazing that they would be so blasé as to actually say, oops. I mean, we have our grandson Paxton will be one on May 28th. So we're rediscovering a bunch of our toys that we haven't seen in a while because our kids are older. The youngest one now out of four, 17. So one of the books in there is like the green hat, red hat, blue hat. And then one of the animals puts something on backwards or upside down. And then they say, oops. I mean, we say oops in a kid's book, but not the head of the International Monetary Fund, the IMF, going, oops, we printed too much money. I don't even know how to process that kind of a casual, almost approach to something that has such huge impact around the world.
Well, it says to me kind of like the head of these institutions are either operating like a childlike book or they're completely lying to us. Yeah. Either way, it's not good news. You know, I don't want to call them the liars, but, I mean, these are the people that are in charge of the money, and they're saying, oops, we printed too much money? Come on.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. And back to the interest rate hike. I mean, we're talking about a half a point or three quarters of a point. If you're about to get a car loan or you're about to buy a house, these types of the point increases, a half a point here, three quarters of a point there, that's serious money when you start looking at a loan for a decent sized loan for a new car or a house really of any value. That has real impact on the street on a regular person's life, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, that's why it's going to affect the consumer. The consumer is not going to support the economy because that's where rates are going. This happened in the 70s when rates were up, and that's why we had a big financial problem. So let's go to the government level. If the interest rate on $30 trillion is at a half of a point, which is $562 billion interest-only payment, or half of a trillion, a little more, what do you think it's going to be when we get to 2.5 to 3%? Where are they going to slash the budget? Defense, Medicare, Social Security? Who knows? Not our Congress. They're not going to take a pay cut. We know that's not going to happen. But this is going to cause a financial problem, which is what I've been saying we're going to get to. I don't want it, but just the A equals B equals C.
Right. That's exactly right. And we don't need to say oops if we get that one wrong, because we all have decently functioning minds and we're pretty honest people. And even if they slash their pay by 90%, it wouldn't touch the type of money we're talking about with that kind of a rate increase. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show. We're paying $562 billion in interest today on $30 trillion in debt, but that's at a very low rate. And so that's what David was talking about here on Money Monday a minute ago. If the rate goes up to 2% or 2.5%, how do we even afford the interest on the debt? Can you imagine that? And if you have a bunch of money sitting on a credit card right now, this is really going to haunt you. Unfortunately, because with rates coming up, they're going to jack the credit card rates. And instead of paying, you know, a lowly 15%, you're going to pay 20% or 22%, whatever the deal. And so that's real. That's why we talk about these things. When we talk about inflation, when we talk about the debt, when we talk about what the Fed is doing, when we talk about interest rates going up, these actually do affect us on a daily frontline basis. Like, we're going to see supply chain problems and we're going to see more issues with food. And I know when I start going down this road, I sound like what I used to think Glenn Beck was 5 or 6 or 7 years ago, which he calls himself a catastrophist. And I'd be like, oh, brother. But now I'm like, yep. Oh, yeah, that makes sense. I don't have a hard time buying the craziness that's happening because it's happening right in front of us. And that's why we have to have these conversations a full hour today on a full Money Monday with our good friend David Fisher from Landmark Capital. LandmarkGold.com is the website, as always. LandmarkGold.com. I meant to ask you, David, setting all this other stuff aside, how are you and your wife? How's your family?
Oh, everybody's doing great. Thank you for asking. Just I overworked a little bit on workout. I have my annual heart test, and I think I'm going to have just a praise report like never before. I'll know that here at the end of this week, so I'll share that next Monday. I feel it's just phenomenal. So
yeah, that's so good to hear. And for those of you that have been a part of the show for a while, you were a part of us praying alongside other people with David, who several times almost looked like could have lost his life, and God just did a miracle, and he's not done with you, David. So don't get too comfortable thinking about going to heaven, because he's got more work for you to do here.
I'm living in the here and now, as you would say.
Amen. Yes. Praise the Lord for that. You and me both. So talk about Russia. Russia, I mean, it looks like they just discovered a mass grave last week with about 900 people in it. I read a story the other day that looks like they've relocated over a million people, if you can believe that. Over a million people out of Ukraine into Russia. So just craziness going on over there. Of course, we've been talking for weeks now about Russia selling their oil only in rubles. Like, hey, buy in rubles or in gold, and then we'll give you a big discount. So what's going on with that?
So now there is 10 nations that are technically buying gas in rubles out of the EU. So it's crazy. 10 member bloc states have already set up accounts with Gazprom Bank, which is the bank that is associated with Gazprom, which is the largest oil-producing company in Russia. And so this is why, mysteriously, if you've been watching the ruble surging in the last 6 months, because they've been buying mass amounts of gold. They've been setting all this up, and they actually now having countries going around the formality of the EU. In fact, the EU officials confirmed that any company or entity agreeing to do this is would be actually a breach of sanctions. But then they came out with a scheme of doing this, and that's why 10 nations have already done this, and 9 countries have already made payment out of 10. Wow. So they go through this bank, and the bank actually is the one that changes over to the Russian ruble, takes euros in. So the country itself, or the company that's buying oil from Russia, is using euros. So they're in compliance with the EU sanctions. Even the German energy finance minister is giving the green light to this whole thing. And he's been the problem guy. So that's Robert Habeck. So we're seeing a whole new thing. I'm going to say this. This is a new era that I thought in my lifetime we would never be in. I talked about us getting kicked off the petrodollar and another currency coming along and oil being traded in another currency. Well, we are here. Russia last week on Tuesday, the guy who's second in command and answers to Putin, he's the secretary of the Russian Federation, the Security Council, Nikolai Pustrov, he announced a big announcement. I saw so many quotes. I'll just say a couple of them. He said this: for national financial system, it to be sovereign and secure, its payment must have intrinsic value. That word intrinsic, pay attention to that. And price stability without being pegged to the dollar. Now we are working on a project proposed by our scientific community to create a two-tier monetary and financial system. In particular, it is proposed to determine that the value of the ruble should now be backed by both gold and a group of goods that are currency values. He went on and say that this is the West pushed us to do this.
Yeah.
And they've been printing money. I'm paraphrasing his quote. And virtually out of thin air, with no control. And because of this announcement, I think you're going to see a lot of countries going into gold. Just a lot of problems getting ready to happen for the dollar.
And nobody has a choice when it comes to natural gas and oil. You have to do what you have to do in order to get the supply that you need for your country. Otherwise, your entire economy goes in the tank. And that's why, you know, Putin's gambit here obviously is paying off, because they don't have a choice, because they can't buy enough from us because we've shut that down because of all the Green New Deal type folks. And so Putin's just calling the shots over there. It's amazing to watch this happen. It's just crazy. You mentioned the dollar. So there's all this bad news for America and for the American economy, as well as just our financial system in general. So why is the dollar rising in an environment that looks like it's kind of shaking its head and going at the dollar? What's going on with that?
So most Americans, you know, see that the dollar's gone down. They feel it by going to the grocery store because things cost more and inflation is blaring. But the dollar by index is now above 100 at 104. It's gone up 5 points here just recently, which doesn't sound like much, but in a currency, that's like the Dow jumping thousands and thousands of points, 5,000 points or something like that. So the dollar is going up like crazy, but the ruble has actually gone up more than the dollar in the last 6 months because of everything that Russia's been setting up. So when something becomes too expensive, it's going to retract. So I think we're seeing the peak dollar right now because of what I just announced. And when people get out of stocks and they go to cash, they go into a dollar.
Yeah.
So because of the market being so overly inflated, people are saying, I got to pull out, and the market's going down. I don't want to bleed to death. And they go to cash, the dollar goes up. So gold is caught in the tailwind of that when dollars go down or go up, gold and silver goes down. So that's the correlation. But the dollar is a short-term blip. Long-term, it's having some big headwinds. Israel last week, one of our huge allies, just announced they're selling dollars and putting in their reserves the Chinese yuan.
Whoa.
This was announced by the big guy, the deputy governor, Andrew Abir, from the change of the Israeli bank, Bank of Israel. Their philosophy changed. They've had an investment guideline change. This is not just a one-time thing. This is a change they announced by the head guy of their currency. So they didn't sell all their dollars. They just shrank it. They've increased the yuan significantly. They're not the only country. The Saudi Arabia is now moving away from the dollar. We're seeing Saudi Arabia join forces with Russia in selling now oil in Chinese yuan to China. That is happening. They're also talking about maybe selling it possibly. They're in talks. And they've been in talks for 6 years, but there's actually been active talks here recently, and there has actually been sale of oil to China, and China made payment to Saudi Arabia in yuan recently. So this is a new thing. It's never happened prior to a couple years ago. So Saudis usually trade oil exclusively in the dollar and did that since 1974. So we are seeing a new era. We reached an end of our previous monetary policy, how we all knew it, yeah. Unfortunately. And others are saying this, like a precious metal analyst, Ronan Manley, who's saying it. Other economists are saying it. So it's disturbing to even talk about it, but it's something we said would happen, and here we are.
Because ultimately, these countries, and even Israel, who's arguably one of our strongest allies next to Great Britain and a couple of others, the one thing you can count on Israel doing is they're going to protect themselves. They're not going to go down with the ship just because it says USA on the side of it. They're going to protect themselves, and to see more and more people selling dollars, especially going into Chinese yuan, that's because they're looking at the writing on the wall, whether we're talking about 2 years or 5 years or 10 years, whatever the case may be. That one day the dollar is not going to be the world reserve currency, which is going to knock us down even more. And these other countries are going to protect themselves, and we can't blame them. We sit around and we talk about America first. Well, Israel is going to do Israel first, and so on and so forth around the globe. Really, really challenging times. We'll talk about gold and silver, what's going on there. Lots of other details, important things to talk about with David Fisher today. Is a full Money Monday, as to do with the first Monday of every month with David Fisher from Landmark Capital. LandmarkGold.com is the website. David's on hold. We'll be right back after this. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show, Monday, May 2nd. This, of course, is Star Wars month. May the 4th, coming up on Wednesday. And if you're like, Steve, you're such a loser, you're such a geek. No, friends, I would say that that label falls on you if you have no positive feelings about Star Wars. So if you want to take that up with me, just send me an email, okay? Steve@thestevenobleshow.com. By the way, for all my friends here more locally, the Wake County area of North Carolina, I put all my personal preferences for the primary coming up on May 17th. I put those on Facebook. Or if you want to get an email on that, find me on Facebook. You can do it that way. Or send me an email, Steve@thestevenobleshow.com. I'll be happy to tell you who I'm voting for. And that is my ode. It has been for years my ode to my Chicago background, because I know there's literally hundreds of people that take my list every 2 years and they go vote. So like a good Chicagoan, I'm voting more than once. That's part of my ode to the great city of Chicago. Today, of course, talking to David Fisher, Full Money Monday, because it's Monday, May 2nd. David, again, thanks for your time, my friend. I always appreciate that.
Oh, thank you for having me on your program, as always.
You're very welcome. Let's talk about, we'll turn the corner and talk about gold and silver. It's just been such an interesting year, because up isn't always up and down isn't always down. And the correlations that we know happen eventually over time, because we've seen it time and time and time again. And I want to ask you about that. The circular kind of nature of the market and how it tends to do the same things over and over again, which is why my father-in-law at age 81, who lives with us about half the year, when these things are going on, David, he literally, his first reaction is to laugh. because he's seen these things time and time again. Without quoting Solomon, he knows that there's nothing new under the sun. But what's going on with gold and silver? And then we'll just talk about kind of the environment in general.
So the dollar is up huge this year, 7.3%. And that's a big rise in a currency of the dollar would be 3 or 4, maybe 5%.
Yeah, wow.
So here we are one quarter in a month, 7.3%. That's just unheard of. I don't think we've ever seen that in my lifetime. So gold should be down equivalency to that, 7.5% or so. It's up 3.7%. So it's defying what, and the reason is, and this is just the paper index. It's not physicals or anything like that. But that index should be down. It is up. And the reason is because Russia's leading the charge, backing their currency by gold. We're going to see other countries come out and may feel the need to do this. I think you're going to, I'm going to make some predictions. I think you're going to, China's going to announce a backing of their crypto, their digital currency. It's going to be backed by gold, I think, which just means it's stable, and it means that you can turn that in for physical coin if they go that far in doing that, which is what a full backing of currency means. But every day, you know, we get headlines out of Russia, China, and these things, something happening where we're getting further down the road of something I never thought I would see in my lifetime, and that is a currency being tied to gold. Mm. I think we're going to see other currencies tied to gold. I think, hopefully, the United States does not become the last person in the group to do this. This would fix a lot of our problems, but it also would stop the overspending.
Right.
So gold is kind of caught in a short-term, and silver is also caught in a short-term downward draft because of a rough period of time because the dollar has been going up. But it's still up year-to-date, gold is. But we got hit here pretty hard today. It's down 1.75% in gold. But I think we're going to see some bounces from there because the fundamentals that drive gold up are in place. This is just a strong dollar, and the dollar got too strong. So the biggest thing that leads to higher prices in gold, besides the obvious a lot of buying, is Russia, the uncertainty, and inflation, and the Fed. So those aren't going to change. Those are here for us. And the truth of the matter, I think the gold rush has just begun. We're not at the end of this. Gold demand surged the beginning of this year until now. It's up 34% compared to other first quarter of last year, according to the World Gold Council. We are seeing 11% surge higher on what you call a five-year quarterly average. So if you look back every 5 years, this is up 5% every time you look back 5 years. So physical gold investment demand is up in the United States and also in Europe, and those numbers are very strong, is what the World Gold Council reports. And central banks globally have increased their reserves. They've doubled it from the fourth quarter of last year. So the big money, the biggest money, central banks, are buying the most amount of gold. People are buying, physical gold we're talking about, people are buying gold. The indexes is going down, but the physical product is either staying the same or going up in this environment, and that has not happened, to my knowledge, at this decree in 28 years of me doing this. People are saying something's getting ready to happen. A big five times best-selling financial author, James Rickards, said we're actually in a recession right now. He says inflation's going to get worse. It's a supply problem. Everything I've been saying, he's been saying in this book. And he says we now have the sign for gold is going to go up globally, and you're going to see the world go to gold, especially if you see, you know, when we have put sanctions on dollars, this is kicking people out of dollar and pushing them to another currency. He says the only currency that is recognized as stable, that is gold. He says gold is a currency. It's not. But he's insinuating that gold could become a stability force again and back backing currency. He's seeing this over and over. He makes a prediction that gold's going to $15,000. I am not saying that.
Oh, yeah.
I grew up on a farm, conservative guy. Yeah. I think we'll see what Wells Fargo said, $2,100 gold, or Bank of America, $2,175 this year. I think we'll see $5,000 to $7,500 gold in the next 5 to 10 years, which is goes in line with previous bull markets, 5 times movement on gold. And I think those are realistic numbers. Gold is not a get-rich-quick scheme. It's a buy-and-hold. And there's different types of gold markets that do different things. And that's how, what are my sentiments on gold, because we have a big problem coming up, bigger than we've ever experienced, and that's how to manage our debt. I think it's just going to get more challenging from here. You will see higher prices in gold.
What do you find with people that are calling in and reaching out to you guys at Landmark, David? Are you finding that people are kind of in tune a little more generally with what's going on with the economy, both in America and around the world? Or have they not kind of awakened at all in the last 5 or 6 years? Or do you find that people are generally, okay, I need to start kind of investigating, I need to educate myself?
This year, the trend is off the charts. And beginning of last year, fourth quarter, the number one thing that gets said over and over, I'm concerned that the dollar is going to fall significantly. Mm-hmm. I hear that over and over from people that call into our company, no matter if they're believers, like from your show or other shows, whether I'm in Honolulu, Denver, North Dakota, and all the others, New York. So there's this feeling that our country is now going to pay financially, unfortunately, for the sins of creating too much money out of thin air and spending too much money.
Yep.
And it's all going to be based around what we've been talking about. And so they're seeing it in the news, and I'm just the company they call to get a little more information and understanding.
Which is what we all need to do is educate ourselves and get more knowledge and more wisdom so that we can be better stewards of what the Lord gives us, for sure. And that's why we talk to David regularly and have this conversation every week. David, if people want to kind of educate themselves, maybe just stick their toe in the water and try to learn how this impacts their overall holdings or overall investment strategy, what's the best way to do that?
Yeah, they can call our company. There's no obligation. You don't have to commit to anything. Commit to yourself is what we say. Learn. 844-604-2575. I'll say the number again. 844-604-2575 or landmarkgold.com.
Excellent. Well, I'm about to come up on the end of the show, David, but I appreciate you being here for the full hour, as always, and so much good information, so much education going on the whole time. But neither David nor I are panicking about any of these things because our houses are not built on the financial state of the United States of America. They're built on the rock of Jesus Christ. So praise the Lord for that, David. God bless you, my friend, as always.
A big amen to that. Thank you, my brother, for having me.
You're welcome. Okay, we'll talk to you real soon. That was David Fisher, Landmark Capital, landmarkgold.com, as always. And like I did, like I've told this story before, if you go back to 2016 when I first started doing syndication of the radio show, that's because David talks to a bunch of different shows around the country and TD Ameritrade, a bunch of different people he talks to. And so when your show grows, then you start finding out about other opportunities to partner with people and advertisers and blah, blah, blah. And so that was the syndication company back in 2016 is like, hey, we want to introduce you to this guy, Landmark Capital, Landmark Gold. It's gold and silver. And I was like, no, thanks. Because you go back to 2016, you go back 6 years ago, you know, it's Glenn Beck and some other kind of crazy sources, you know, talking about gold and silver and food and ammunition and natural gas, and put it out in your prepper basement out on the back 40 of your property in Nebraska or whatever. So I was always like, what? No, thank you. But then he's a believer. He's a follower of Christ. He used to be a pastor. I'm like, huh, okay, that's interesting. I'll talk to my brother. And I got educated. Then I'm like, okay, this makes sense to me. And you have to have diversification. You got to be wise. But in order to be wise, you got to learn. So that's why I had David join me on the show. That goes back about 6 years now. So you can always check that out yourself and get educated, which I would highly recommend. This is Steve Noble on the Steve Noble Show. God willing, I'll talk to you again real soon. And like my dad always used to say, ever forward.
Another program powered by the Truth Network.